You're listening to WCNO Palm City.
Welcome to Thy Word is a Lamp. This is a family Bible teaching ministry. Today you will be listening to our Bible teacher, Sheila Suarez.
Praise the name of Jesus. Praise the name of the Lord, everyone. It's really a pleasure to be here another Saturday evening to continue in the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. We are continuing in the series of Psalm 119. And we see, people of God, that this psalm is an acrostic psalm, which means it's a poem or other composition in which initial or other letters taken in order form a word or phrase. And we see each letter of the Hebrew alphabet begins a set of 8 verses. People of God, there are 22 letters in the Hebrew alphabet, and each letter had 8 verses. So we see 22 by 8 is 176. So this psalm has 176 verses. And we see, people of God, nearly every verse contains one of 8 words for God's revelation to us. So the exceptions are verses 90, verses 121, verses 122, and verses 123. So we see the words that are used for God's revelation. We see word, we see law, we see testimony, we see way, we see precept, statute, commandment, and judgment. All of these words are used in this psalm, people of God, which denotes God's revelation to us, his word to us through this psalm. So this psalm is all about the word of God. So what is that saying to us? God is calling us back to the word of God. God is calling us to feast on his word, to live by his word daily, to adhere to what he's saying in his word, to obey his word and stand in awe of his word. God is looking for someone who will tremble at his word. People of God, the word says so. God is looking for a man who will tremble at his word. And we need to come to that place where we start trembling at God's word. When the word comes, we don't get familiar with the word of God, but we start to tremble at God's word. We start to reverence his word. We start to be in awe, in childlike wonder of what God is saying to us through his word. So this week we are going to be looking at Yod. Yod is the 10th letter of the Hebrew alphabet. And we are going to look from verses 73 to verse 80. 73 through 80, as we look on the heading of this stanza. 73 through 80 of Psalm 119. We are going to look at Yod. So let us pray and begin. Father, we love you. We honor you. We give you glory. We thank you for this another privilege where we can come to call upon your name and to hear your word, O God. We pray in the name of Jesus, through the power and the authority of the Holy Ghost, that you will guide us into all truth. You will illuminate your word to us. Give us revelation, knowledge, mighty God, that we will walk as those that are transformed by your word. Father God Almighty, only your revealed word can transform us. So we pray today, O God, as your word is revealed to us, O God, we will walk in the light of your word. Your word will be a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. We will walk and not stumble on the journey because we are following your word. We thank you again for your word to us this evening. We thank you again for what you're doing in this season. We thank you for all those who take time out to hear your word, O God. And we pray in the name of Jesus, Almighty God, that we will not take it lightly what you're saying to us in this season, but you're calling your people back to the word. I pray today in the name of Jesus that we will understand that revival will come when we start to practice your word. So we pray today in the name of Jesus, by the power and the authority of the Holy Ghost, that we will purpose in our hearts to practice what you say, Jesus. Mighty God, we pray that we will be intentional about living a life that is pleasing to you, holy and acceptable in your sight. Father, we love you. Father God, help us to love you more with all our heart, our soul, our mind, our strength. Father God, we must admit that we need to love you more. We have placed other things before you, but I pray today in the name of Jesus that we will put you first, O God. Our soul, O God Almighty, will be completely committed to you, Jesus. Oh God, so our body, oh God, will fall, oh God, into alignment and do, oh God, as our soul bids us. Father God, we pray that our minds will be renewed by your word. And Almighty God, when your minds are renewed, our emotions will be right, oh God, and our will be lost in your will. We will be completely submitted to your will, oh God, and your perfect will be done in our lives. So we thank you again for your word, which transform us. We thank you, oh God, that faith comes by hearing and hearing by your word. And as we hear your word this evening, I pray that faith will arise in our hearts and that we will walk as children of light. Father, we bless you, we honor and give you glory. In Jesus' name we pray and we say amen and amen. So this week, people of God, we are looking from verses 65 to 72 of Psalm 119, and we are using the New King James Version. And we are looking on Psalm 119, 73 to 80. Last week we did 65 to 72. Last week we did look at the letter Teth, and that's the ninth letter of the Hebrew alphabet. Literally means a basket or a nest, the symbol of the good in all creation. So last week that's what we did, verses 65 to 72. And this week we are going to look at Yod, and that's verses 73 to 80 of Psalm 119. Verses 73 to 80. If you have your Bible, you can go through with me. Verses 73 to 80 of Psalm 119. And we are looking at the letter Yod. If you look in your Bible at Psalm 119, you're going to see Yod, which looks like a little apostrophe. It means a dot or a point. It's the 10th letter of the Hebrew alphabet. So we see the Yod represents the Creator. The Yod represents the Creator, the single point from which all of creation emerges. So we have to understand, people of God, all these letters have meaning. So the Yod represents the Creator, the single point from which all of creation emerges. And people of God, we can turn to Colossians 1, verse 16. Colossians 1 verse 16, and see what the Lord is saying to us in Colossians 1 verse 16. For the word said, for by him all things were created, that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created through him and for him. People of God, we must understand that Christ Jesus creates all things, for by him. Paul was writing to the Colossians and speaking about the preeminence of Christ. He was saying to them that by him all things were created, through him and for him. So we have to understand, people of God, things in heaven, things in earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created through him and for him. So we have to understand, people of God, Jesus Christ, our Creator God, he is our Creator. And the Yod represents the Creator, the single point from which all of creation emerges. So it shows that we come from God, the Creator. All of his creation emanates from him. We emerge from him. So we have to understand, people of God, the Creator deserves the glory, not the creature, the Creator. So we must be very careful as to who we give glory in our lives. For all glory belongs to God, from which all of creation emerges. Look at verse 73 of Psalm 119. Your hands have made me and fashioned me. Give me understanding that I may learn your commandments. Your hands have made me and fashioned me. Give me understanding that I may learn your commandment. So we see, people of God, the psalmist saying here that God's hands have made him and fashioned him. He said, give me understanding. And people of God, many times we don't have understanding. We don't even know who we are. But he said, give me understanding that I may learn your commandments. People of God, we need to understand who we are in Christ. God has created us and closed us. He said, the psalmist said, enlighten me that I may learn your ways. Enlighten me. We need enlightenment to learn the ways of the Lord and to understand who we are in him. We'll need to learn our identity in Christ. So if we turn to Psalm 139, verses 13 and 14, Psalm 139, verses 13 and 14, we see here what the psalmist said, for you formed my inward parts. You covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well. People of God, we have to understand this word here. God has created us. The word tells us, your hands have made me and fashioned me. Give me understanding that I may learn your commandments. When we have understanding of who we are and that God has formed us, the psalmist said, for you formed my inward parts and covered me in my mother's womb. He said, I will praise you. I will praise you. And people of God, when we come to understand that we are fearfully and wonderfully made, we can't help it but praise in God. We can't help it. I will praise you. He made up in his mind, I will. So he purposed in his heart, I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. People of God, we can be fearfully and wonderfully made, but our soul has to know it. He said, and that my soul knows very well. We have to know it. It has to become heart knowledge that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. The Creator has knit us in our mother's womb, formed us, and brought us out into this world. He is the one who deserves the glory and the praise. He is the one who deserves the glory and the praise. He is the one that formed us, that fashioned us in our mother's womb. And the psalmist could stand and say, I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Can we say the same words today? I am fearfully and wonderfully made, and my soul know it very well. My soul understands that I am fearfully and wonderfully made. So we have to understand, people of God, and we have to say what God is saying about us. We have to know within ourselves, have the right identity, that we are now sons and daughters of the King. We are Christ's followers. We are his ambassadors. We belong to him. And let us not look down on ourselves and demean ourselves, but let us continue to see ourselves in the right light. Not more than we should, but we should see ourselves rightly. We should have the right evaluation of who we are in Christ. And when we learn the word of God and know that we are fearfully and wonderfully made, people of God, we go forth with confidence because God has made us and he has done it right well. So we want to be people who understand. Give me understanding, he said, that I may learn your commandments. So we need his understanding that we may learn his commandments. We may learn his word and what he says about each and every one of us. Look at verse 74 of Psalm 119. We are still on looking on the letter Yod, heading these verses. Look at verse 74. They that fear you, those that fear you, Lord, you will be. Those that fear you will be glad when they see me, because I have hoped in your word. Those who fear you will be glad when they see me, because I have hoped in your word. They that fear you, they that reverence you, Lord God, will be happy, will be joyful when they see me, because I live each day in hope. I live expectantly upon your word. I live each day believing your word. I am confident in what you say about me and what you say you're going to do for me. I'm confident. So I live each day expecting. So those that fear you will understand the hope that I have in you. They will understand. They will be happy for me. They will be joyful when they see me, because I live expectantly upon your word. So people of God, God's word is faithful. We must trust his word, trust his character, trust who he is. He's always faithful to us. Trust in the Lord, the word of God says in Psalm 37:3, trust in the Lord and do good, and so shall you dwell on the land, and verily you shall be fed. Truly, you shall be taken care of. So the word of God is true. He is our creator, and he takes care of his creation. He is our caretaker, people of God. And when we live a life hopeful, every day we should be hopeful. The world has no hope, but we have a living hope. Jesus Christ himself is our living hope. And because of that, people of God, things might not be going right at times in our lives, but we are always expecting. We are always expecting God to come through for us. For we hope in his word. We hope in his word. His word says so, it is so. We are expecting because his word tells us to expect. And people of God, we need to walk each day confidently, walk each day knowing who we are in Christ, walk each day knowing that whatever he says he will do, he will do, walk each day knowing that God is ever faithful. Look on verse 75 of Psalm 119, New King James Version. I know, O Lord, that your judgments are right, and that in faithfulness you have afflicted me. What is the psalmist saying here? I know, O Lord, of your righteous justice, and that because of your faithfulness you have smitten me. So people of God, we go through afflictions at times, but God is always faithful. He's there holding us up as we're going through. So he's always faithful. He's always true. And we see in Psalm 34:19, the word of God said, many are the afflictions of the righteous. Many, not little bit, many are the afflictions of the righteous. But the Lord deliver him out of them all. The Lord deliver us out of them all. So people of God, God is our strong deliverer. I know, O Lord, of your righteous justice. I know. We need to know that he's righteous, he's just, and that he's faithful, and that in faithfulness you have afflicted me. He's always faithful. He's always there with us, keeping us, holding us up, sustaining us by his mighty power. So we have to understand, people of God, we are called to trust God, trust our creator, hold firmly to him, and to do his will. Look at verse 76 of Psalm 119. Let, I pray, your merciful kindness be for my comfort according to your word to your servant. Let, I pray, your merciful kindness be for my comfort according to your word to your servant. What is the psalmist saying here, people of God? I beseech you, I beg you, Lord, let your divine favor be my consolation according to your word unto your servant. According to the word that you have spoken to me, let your divine favor be my consolation. I'm comforted in this time of affliction because your divine favor is upon me. Let, I pray, your merciful kindness be for my comfort. You be my consolation, Lord, according to your word to your servant. What word has the Lord spoken to you? What word has the Lord spoken to you? So we have to understand, people of God, we have to trust God's word and to know that his divine favor is upon all those who will trust his word. Look at verse 77. Let your tender mercies come to me that I may live, for your law is my delight. Let your tender mercies come to me that I may live, for your law is my delight. So let your loving kindness, people of God, your tender mercies, your loving kindness flow to me. Your steadfast love, let it flow to me that I may be revived. For in your word I take pleasure. People of God, we have to understand that. Is the word going to revive us? So let your loving kindness flow to me that I may live. I may be revived, people of God. We need to be revived. And only the word of God can revive us. So we need to come to know and understand that God's tender mercies are always available to us. But the psalmist said, let your tender mercies come to me. People of God, we must go to the throne room of grace to obtain mercy. If we want God's tender mercies to come to us, we have to pray. Seek his face. Go to the throne room of grace. So the psalmist said, I beseech you, Lord. I beseech you, Lord. What is the psalmist saying? I'm begging you, Lord. I'm praying for your mercies, for your kindness. I am praying for your tender mercies to come to me. So we must approach the throne room of grace, asking God to send forth his mercy towards us. Come boldly, come with confidence, because we know who we are in Christ. We know our identity. We know that we are sons and daughters, so we don't have to draw back anymore. But we come to him wholeheartedly and ask for his mercies. Let your tender mercies come to me that I may live. People of God, we need to be revived. We need the mercies of God to be coming to us, to be flowing to us. We turn to Psalm 103 and verse 4. He said, the psalmist said, who redeems your life from destruction? He was speaking about the goodness of God. God redeems our lives from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies. So we have to understand the God that we serve. He redeems our lives from destruction and crowns us, people of God, with loving kindness and with tender mercies. So the psalmist said, let your mercies flow to me so that I may live. So people of God, we want revival, but revival comes through your word. For your law is my delight. So we need to take pleasure in the word of God. His word need to be our delight. Look at verse 78 of Psalm 119, people of God. Verse 78. Let the proud be ashamed, for they treated me wrongfully with falsehood, but I will meditate on your precepts. Let the proud be ashamed, for they treated me wrongfully with falsehood, but I will meditate on your precepts. So the word of God is telling us, let the proud be disgraced, let them become ashamed, because they have wronged me without a cause, but I will consider your words. So we as God's people must always know that God's word must be at the forefront of our minds. We must always consider his word. People will wrong us. People will do us harm. But let us come to know and understand that God will avenge us. So we have to walk each day trusting God's word, that he will come through for us. And let us continue to meditate upon his word day and night. For we will meditate, we will always consider, and we will always be living according to your word, according to your precepts. For they have treated me wrongfully. They have done all these false things to me, but I will meditate upon your precepts. Look at verse 79 of Psalm 119, New King James Version. Let those who fear you turn to me, those who know your testimony. Psalm 119:79. Let those who fear you turn to me, those who know your testimony. Let those that fear you, cause those, Lord, that reverence you to help me, and those that know your ways. Cause those that reverence you to help me, and those that know your ways. So we have to understand, people of God, that we as God's people must know that those who fear God will turn and help us. Those who fear God will turn to us. Those who know the Lord will be our help. So they will be listening to the voice of God and hear what the Lord is saying to them that they should do for his servant. So we have to understand this. Cause those that reverence you to help me and those that know your ways. Look at verse 80. People of God, that's the last verse in this stanza. And we are looking at Yod, which represents who? Yod, the 10th letter of the Hebrew alphabet, which represents the Creator. And we're looking on the last verse. The last verse, verse 80 of this stanza said, "Let my heart be blameless regarding your statutes, that I may not be ashamed." Let my heart be blameless. Let my heart, cause my heart to be steadfast regarding your statutes, your laws, that I will not be disappointed. I will not be ashamed. And the word of God tells us in Romans 5:5, no hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us. Hope does not disappoint. So we as God's people need to walk each day being hopeful, knowing that what God promises, he will fulfill. We don't know the time, the hour, but we know he's coming through. So we are going to wait patiently for him. We will not be disappointed. We will not be ashamed. Let my heart be blameless regarding your statutes, that I may not be ashamed. And God's will is for us not to be ashamed, not to be disappointed, but to walk in his will, because people of God, he has shed his love in our hearts. And when we have God's love in us, we will remain hopeful. We will remain steadfastly confident that what God promises, he is coming through for us. He is ever faithful and true. So we want people of God to trust him completely and to walk in his ways, to know who we are in him, to know who our God is, to know who Jesus is, that he is our creator. He is the one who have created all things, and they were made for him and by him. So we have to trust him completely and walk in his ways, and walk as those that are fearfully and wonderfully made. And our soul must know it very well. Our soul must know who we are, so that we can walk confidently in the Lord Jesus Christ. God bless you all. We'll stop here this evening, and we will continue next week in Psalm 119. God bless you. Let us pray. Father, we thank you again for your word. We thank you, O God, Almighty Lord, for, O God, being with us and for keeping us by your mighty power. We thank you for sustaining us by your mighty hands. We thank you that you are the one who created us, oh God, and you are the one who sustain us. So we give you thanks, we give you praise, we give you glory. We honor you for who you are, oh God, for you, oh God, have made us fearfully, oh God Almighty, and wonderfully are we made. And we bless you and we give you glory, for you are good and your mercy endures forever. So we thank you for your love towards us, your mercy and your grace. And we thank you, oh God, that you are ever with us. And we bless you forever. Thank you for your word that you have given us. And I pray that we will walk each day, oh God Almighty Lord, adhering to your word, listening to your voice, and following you. Father, we thank you. We bless and give you glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. God bless you all. Thank you all for listening. And continue to grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Blessings to all. In the
Thank you very much for listening to our Family Bible Teaching Ministry. Let's hope you have been blessed by this wonderful word, Thy Word is a Lamp. You can reach us at 561-667-8477. 561-667-8477. Join us again next week at the same time. Thy Word is a Lamp.